on a very serious subject, and one that Joanne McCarthy in the Newcastle Herald has written about extensively, concerns efforts by our next guest, Stephen Smith, who I might add was abused by a priest protected by former Anglican Dean of Newcastle, Graham Lawrence, has written numerous emails to the Honours Secretariat since 2012 to have Graham Lawrence stripped of his Order of Australia award. And with more on that, Stephen joins us now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Stephen. Look, the first time you wrote, I gather, was after Graham Lawrence was defrocked back in 2012. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Once the Supreme Court challenge to that decision by the Anglican Church had been finalised, I immediately wrote to the Honours Secretariat.
Well, why do you think there's some resistance? Why hasn't it moved forward?
That's the million-dollar question, I think. They moved quickly on Rolf Harris. They moved quickly on Eddie Obeid. They moved quickly with... Morrison came out very quickly in the George Pell matter. All I've got after the six or seven attempts I've had to have this matter dealt with is deafening silence.
So you haven't had any response at all?
The only response I ever got was the other day after Joanne McCarthy had contacted the Honours Secretariat. I had an email returned from them within 15 minutes.
And what did they say, Stephen?
They simply said that the process of removing a person's OEM is a complicated matter and it needs to be properly considered.
Yeah, but we're talking about 7 years.
and it's a situation where the Anglican Church saw fit to defrock this man for his conduct, but the Australian Honours Secretariat thought he was still worthy of holding an OAM.
And you've written six emails to the effect of you felt that he ought to be stripped of that award.
Yep, 2012, 2013, 2015, twice in 2016 and once in 2019.
Yeah. You would have thought surely they have a criteria that means instant, well, removal. Surely they have to rewrite their policy or rules, whatever it is, regarding these sorts of matters.
Well, one would suggest that you'd have to be a person of good character. And my view is that a person who has sex with teenage boys is not a person of good character.
Yeah. Look, the all sorts of aspects to this one. I mean, George Pell's been put up as the highest profile Catholic priest to be prosecuted. And Dean Lawrence, as far as I know, is the highest profile Anglican minister to also be convicted. Do you think there's some sort of a difference in the attitude there between Catholics and Anglicans?
There's a public perception that this whole abuse thing is often seen as a Catholic kicking exercise, and what Morrison has done is actually reinforced that. It's not accurate, but it has reinforced that view.
Yeah. And look, without getting too much into it, Stephen, you did, after Graham Lawrence was convicted and sentenced, call for an extensive inquiry to all his connections with the Newcastle legal fraternity. Why did you make that request?
It became very obvious to me during the trial of the priest who abused me that these people are well connected and well protected. Graham Lawrence, in a number of sexual assault trials in Newcastle, turned up at court, gave evidence, provided references, etc., etc. The guy's been involved in this stuff for so long, he's protected so many people, and I just really think that someone needs to pull the lid off this and have a look just who was actually involved in protecting these people. Mm. And I see Graham Lawrence as the centre of that in this town.
Yeah, all right, very interesting, and I dare say we'll hear more about it. And I believe, too, also at the Newcastle City Council meeting, there'll be a move to strip Graham Lawrence, too, of his, I think, keys to the city. I think that's happening at tonight's council meeting.
He was awarded a Freeman of the City
Freeman
and Citizen of the Year awards, and New Italian Elms, to a credit, has agreed to strip those awards from him. That'll be done at tonight's meeting.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Stephen.
Thank you very much.